All right. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is a, you know, I'm so glad we did this. This is an illustration of the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is a Holy Spirit class.
Yes,
and this is a real good illustration of the hand and work of God. Because whenever you have the Holy Spirit around, faith and trust is required. Last week we made it to verse 17. I want to start here at 13 and come back down to 17. This is so rich to me, and I thank God for all the wisdom that He blessed us through Brother Horton, because I know for a fact I can't do the Hebrew things.
Yet?
I've started verse 13.
Okay.
I'm not as steeped in the Hebrew side of things, but I'm interested. I love it. I receive it too. Verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, has borne him. Now, I like what it said here, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age.
Well, that's powerful. I mean,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Do y'all hear it?
Yeah.
That's powerful.
And that's precisely what Jesus has done for us. He said, "I'll be with you to the end of the world." Yeah, he's with us. Whatever we go through in this life, He's right there with us. And all we have to do is look to Him, and He'll show us the easy way to kill that problem, and we'll keep going.
You know, Apostle, they looking at a little baby. This baby hadn't done anything. You know, when we look at little babies now, you know, we try to find something cute. I don't care. The baby can be ugly. We're going to find something on that baby. Oh, he's got big hand. Football player. You know, we're looking for something, but never do we hold a baby in our hand and say, hey, you're a deliverer. You're going to, you know. Mm-hmm. Never.
Little Jim does.
So,
yeah.
He don't say just one word. He just says a lot over his children.
You do.
Yeah, you know, he says a lot. And we're supposed to speak on our children.
We are,
anyway.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are.
But I'm talking about people from the outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about from the outside.
Yeah.
Never speak like that over. This brings me back to how Jesus was spoken over.
That's
when,
true.
Y'all excuse
Simeon.
Me.
Simeon.
Shatia. When he was brought into the temple.
Yes.
He was just a little baby. I mean, he was looking at a little baby.
Yeah.
Hadn't done anything. Mm-hmm. But Simeon and now they spoke some things over this little boy.
Yes, mm-hmm. They did.
That lined up with his true spiritual
very
life.
True.
Yeah.
And this is what these people not getting this on their own.
That's right.
They're
mm-hmm.
getting
Righteous
it.
Spirit.
They're getting it from God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
what
they
this
are.
Child should do,
yes, they
what
are.
What they're speaking over.
Yeah.
This child. This is some other people. These are not his mom or his dad speaking these words.
It's the town people, the town women.
Yeah, and you know, we should do that.
Yeah.
We should do that more so. You know, you can do it. You can bless a child just by praying. Nobody even need to know it.
That's
but
right.
God
yeah.
hears. And sometimes you'll see a child. I used to sack groceries, and I'll see a child. I say, Lord, I want you to bless that child. Now, I just pray. Over, you know, you can
that's
do
good
that.
Thing to do. That's mm-hmm. a good thing.
You can. You can. You should. Well, that's the way they operated in the, not to this degree, but mm-hmm. in the Old Testament, they would lay their hands on them before they die, and they would say a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
On them.
And God
would said, hey, Daddy, you got your hand, you know, crossed.
Yeah.
You know, they would just bless their kids, you know.
And God would honor it, too.
He would.
Mm-hmm. He still do. And, you know, and they spoke life over him. And this is the heart of God's will. This, the Lord does us the same way. I read a book by Kenneth Hagin. The lady wanted her grown son to go to church, and she badgered him about going to church. And Kenneth Hagin said, stop doing that. Just pray for him. And then he gave her a model of prayer. He said, pray that you surround him with love and with faith. And when I read it, I said, now that's a good idea. I'm going to do the same. So whenever I think about my children, I say that. I just say I surround them with love and with faith, just like he encouraged the lady to do. And she did, and the guy started going to church on his own. And it works. Our prayers avail much.
Amen.
And if something's going on, the Lord, he'll show it to you so you can pray. And that's why it's so important to look to him. And even the good things that he bless us with, don't look at that. That's like a byproduct. Keep looking at him. You're going to, in prosper. I've been praying about how to prosper. You know, there's things about it I don't know yet. So I said, Lord, you know what I don't know. Show me things, because I want, these are the last days. I need to be believing you for blessings so that I can do your will.
Amen.
Precisely the way you want it done.
Amen.
And I don't want my limitations to be a hindrance. So teach me how to prosper. So, and Pastor's been doing a super job on teaching about prosperity. But one of the things that he taught me recently, stay focused on him. Look to the word. Always.
Amen.
You can't see Jesus. I always say look to him, but you're looking to the word.
Right.
And even when you get the things you're after, don't let it distract you. Just keep, enjoy it and keep looking to him. And I learned this, if you do it that way, you'll enjoy what he blessed you with 100 times over.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But,
and one of the work of the Holy Spirit is to show us Jesus.
Yeah,
he said, "I'm going to unveil Jesus to you." That's
right.
One of his words.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah,
to unveil Jesus.
Yeah.
Last night, he gave me some more definitions. I love when the Holy Spirit do that. And he had me teaching about being focused on having your eyes single, so your whole being can be full of light. Uh-huh. Well, when it come to, he showed me how doubt works. I know he told me a while back that doubt is a disabler, but he said doubt looks away from God onto the problem.
Whoa,
and it causes
good.
The problem to be bigger than God in your eyes. And then he said this about faith. He added something about faith. Now, faith is a definer. It's the highest form of sincerity. But he said faith looks to God in current time and simultaneously rejects darkness. So all forms of darkness that would hinder your faith is rejecting that while it looks to God. And as you look to the Lord, it doesn't matter your natural human limitations. They dissolve in the sight of Jesus. As you continually look to the Lord, everything that was, that all the shadow doubts that you would have, they die, they dissolve.
Amen. And
and the word of God looks bigger. And, you know, he looks bigger in your eyes. So getting the results is easier in that bubble of faith. That's why I said, Lord, in your presence, I feel like I can do anything. But when I'm not in your presence, or when I can't sense it, I'm back to normal. And I said, I don't like that. I want to live in your, like I do in your presence. I want that to be my normal. Now, this was back in the early 90s, in the mid-80s when that happened.
Well, you know, that's what the 91st Psalm say, he that dwelleth in his
breath.
You can dwell in his breath. You can live in it. Some people say you can't, but
yes, 91st
Psalm say you can dwell in his presence. Dwell means to live there. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was praying. I didn't have a script. I didn't know the scripture for that till you just said it.
Yeah.
I never put that together, but I prayed for it. I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this, but teach me how to do it.
Praise the
Lord.
Now I got the word on it.
We need the word on it. Amen. That's good.
I remember asking Elder Lewis. He was a good man of God. He said, you got to come off that mountaintop. You can't live on the mountain. And it sounded religiously
correct.
Yeah. Well, I said,
lives on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
You know, but he's the God of the valley just as well. So
yeah.
You're always in his presence, whether you're
Yeah, you can live in his presence.
Right, that's true.
Shaka-ta-ta-ta.
I wanted to have that.
When it manifested in your physical and emotional part.
Yes, just like when
I was there in your spirit.
No matter what.
But you don't relate with your spirit unless you're in the Word. You want to relate too. You relate with your spirit,
yeah.
But you can't touch your spirit. You
right.
can't feel your spirit like your emotions. So,
right.
But it's good when it gets out into your spirit.
I wanted to be aligned to his presence wherever I was, wherever I was at, whatever I was doing.
Amen. You want the revelation on. Once
yeah.
that revealed to you in a revelation, it becomes so real
mm-hmm.
that you can dwell in his presence.
And I believe that desire I had pleased God, because when Elder Lewis said, you got to come off that mountain, it didn't sit well no more. I said, I'm going to learn this. I don't know how to do it, and I don't know anybody that can teach me. But Lord, you teach me how to do this. I'm on. And he's been training me toward this from that point. Back in 1980, I started going to that church in 83. So that would have been around 84 or 5 when that happened. And I've been, and I kept that promise. I've been staying in faith about that. And the Lord's been showing me things. Now, he's always with us. He never leaves us. You can't always sense his presence. And he can cause you to sense it, and he can cause you not to. Which, that's a blessing in itself, because I had to learn to be trained in the Word so that I stand on the Word no matter how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah, you can't trust your feelings.
Amen. You just cannot. But you can always trust the Word.
You can always
Amen.
Trust the Word.
Spirit, the Lord's Spirit in their life. You know,
yeah.
You relate to your spirit. That's why you got to get them out of your spirit into your life.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So he taught.
See, we're more flesh than we are spirit, but actually we are a spirit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we're more spirit.
And
than we are.
Yes, we do have a flesh and we live in a body.
Yeah.
But when you translated into the kingdom, you're supposed to live differently.
Yeah.
But we're so used to living from our flesh.
Right. Right.
You know. So it's gonna take us a little while to try to, you know, get into that
mm-hmm.
part where we live out of our spirit.
God,
Jesus lived out of his spirit every day on the earth.
Yeah.
He didn't just leave out, although he did natural things now. Don't get
yeah.
me wrong.
Yeah.
He did a lot of natural things.
Uh-huh.
But it was his relationship with his spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They made the difference.
He grew in wisdom and
mm-hmm.
stature, favor with God and man.
Yeah.
So
I had to learn how to see his word in it, no matter what was going on. I had to learn it. And then as I do those things, you sense his presence easier and easier. You know, now I know that I can't go by how I feel. I have to go by the word.
What the word say.
And then I'll feel his presence, you know, from time to time,
yeah.
which is wonderful. But I'm still after that. And sometimes people say, how come you didn't get upset?
Yeah.
I said, I got a party going on the inside.
Yeah. That's good, brother.
And that's on the outside.
That's
right.
That's
true.
Amen.
So
Glory
it's,
God.
You know, God is honoring those 83 prayers that I prayed.
Walking in the spirit, brother.
Yeah,
right.
You walk in the spirit.
That's real good, walking in the spirit.
And this is another good thing. When you're not distracted by the problems of this world, now you're a candidate to be a student. You can easily learn when the Lord wants to show you or want to share something with you. But when you're looking to him, standing on the word of God, it's like Pastor Jim said, demons fall off your life. All the worldly persuasion, they're exposed to you, and you don't want it. And you know, there's nothing that Satan can attach. He can't get a grip because you don't want it. He's trying to sell vacuum cleaners at your door. You just don't want one. You know,
God only goes
vacuum. Yeah. So that's what's going on here. They are blessing this child. And
yes,
this is the heart of God towards us.
Amen.
And when you see that, you sense it. All the wonderful blessings is the byproduct of your relationship. And you're looking at him, all these things, you know, the distractions are going to come, but they mean nothing to you. And you're looking at him. And he said, when you're in faith, believe in something, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And it'll come and happen, and you'll be glad about it, but you're rejoicing more because you're looking at him.
Right.
And then you're able to enjoy whatever you are after better. It, it, it's, you know, the world runs backwards to God. So we learned something that's really going forward. Okay, verse 15, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, had borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women of her neighbors gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. And Brother Horton said, Obed means servant. Mm-hmm. Now, years ago, I asked the Lord a hard question to me. It was a hard question. I said, Lord, how can a man take a cab, go to a town that where he knows nobody, and in 10 years have a thriving business? And he said three words, be a servant. And when he said that, this is what I saw. He would go there and work with the carpenter. And he would learn the trade. He would serve his boss. And as he excelled, he would start his own business that would be a blessing to his boss. And during the time that he's serving his boss and being a blessing and learning and growing, he's gaining rapport with people. And he's serving people. And he's prospering. Kind of like what Ray was saying. You know, he said, how many miracles did God do for Jesus personally? And there was none. All the miracles were done for others. And the Lord always took care of Jesus. And that's what happens when you're a servant. You can take a situation. You know, Paul said, I know how to be a base and I know how to abound. In other words, he knew how to serve. And he knew how to prosper from any point. You could take him in. You know, no matter what was going on, he could start something, and he could grow it, just like Joseph did. He could whatever he do, he'd serve God, he'd serve man, just like he's serving God, and it would always work. And that's what Obed is.
Because it said the Lord was with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it kept emphasizing through all what he went through. Said the Lord was with him, right. And he was aware of the Lord being with him.
He said, I know how to be hungry, and I know how to be poor. He said
that.
That's
too extreme.
And, you know, we don't know how to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
In this country, we don't know why it's hard to be hungry.
Oh, no.
Not very many. No. There are some.
We may not eat what we want to eat, but we don't know about being hungry.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Paul said, whatever state I'm in, I'm content.
Yeah.
If I'm hungry, it's fine. But, you know, if we had to be hungry, God help us. We'd be whining.
Yeah.
We'd be carrying on like, oh God, you forsake me. But Paul said, no, I'm content. I've got Jesus.
Yeah.
I haven't lost anything.
That's
I've
right.
I've got Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just dumb, he said.
And I'm finding
everything
out.
Everything is just nothing. Only Christ.
Yeah. I'm learning that it's easy to prosper. It's easier to prosper than to not prosper. When you look at him and do what he say do, it's easier. It's easy. And you can't, the laws of sowing and reaping, they prepare you. They work to prepare you forward. And you can, there's nothing, whatever you do, if you do what he say do in your, by your faith, it has to, it's a law, it's got to happen. It's the enemy don't have a choice about running from you when you tell him to leave in faith. He's got to. He's happy to do it because I don't know what those angels do to him, but he's happy. He's happy to run out of your presence when you tell him to.
He says, "Let me out of here."
Yeah. He said he is a father of Jesse, a father. He was a good father. Father of Jesse, the father of David. And Brother Horton read since we're out of time, Brother Horton read the genealogies part. But a king came out of this.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And the King of Kings came from this family.
Amen.
And
Amen.
A work of the Holy Spirit from the beginning to the end.
The Lord has approved.
You know, John was talking about That's just trust. It was content and all of it.
Yes.
They knew how to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start dealing more in trusting God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What do we teach next week? What are we doing? What are we on next week?
I don't know how to call y'all.
Give us a call. I just thought of that. What are we doing next?
Yeah. Well, the theme was Holy Spirit. The theme was Holy Spirit, but.
We're gonna get into Holy Spirit, but I'm still on the edge of something. I'm trying to find a book. Uh-huh. We want to know Holy Spirit in a different way as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to know Him that way.
Mm-hmm. It'll come.
And I'm still and I asked y'all to look too to see. Uh-huh. The closest I've gotten to knowing Him as a person, as a book, was who?
Is it Brother Hagin's book on How to Be Led by the Spirit?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about really knowing Him as a person, you know,
mm-hmm.
bringing us into that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? It'll come back to me
yeah.
who it was.
Okay.
But then I read some of his book, and some of it we would have to kind of close up on it.
And Jim was talking about Sunday,
huh?
About the guy that was a Presbyterian that believed in
predestination,
but he found so many other books, he found so much information about other things, so kind of like that. Some of it you have to believe, the rest of it
Benny Hinn.
Yeah, so I'm still kind of working through that.
That got me feeling the presence of God real quick, too, from us.
Yeah.
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
So we may do that one, but y'all know what to throw out.
All right.
But we probably won't get started on that until the 1st of January. We want to start on it newly.
Mm-hmm.
But for next Sunday, we'll get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all have something in your heart, and you have something in your heart, okay, well, we get it. We just did a revelation.
I burned out on revelation. Yeah, we're going back there for a while.
We're going to revisit revelation, but not now, honey. Not now.
We got to let all that soak in.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we got to chew on some of that. That revelation is,
it's deep. God help
us. We thank Roy Horton to open our eyes to a lot of stuff. That's just what Roy Horton does.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun, praise
it
the Lord.
It is. Well, I'll close this out.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing.
Yes,
and all of your people who love you. Lord, bless us to go forward doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.